Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us on the line is Sanusha Naidu, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue. A very good morning to you. How are you? Are you shaking your head this morning in wonderment? You have to be.
I'm actually not shaking my head in wonderment. Sorry, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm actually wondering, this is worse than a Shakespearean Greek tragedy.
Absolutely. Because we were talking about fairy tales.
I'm not sure
whether
it's a comedy or a tragedy.
Yeah.
Maybe a tragedy of comedy, of comedic proportion.
So what did you think last night? Oh, I don't know if you heard the news last night or this morning. I was on Twitter and I thought, no, this actually can't be happening.
Did you think that maybe it was a really bad April Fool's joke?
Well, I'm very careful about what news I report and talk about. So I actually did spend a few moments actually just checking if this was real or not. And it turns out it was.
Yeah, I mean, I heard this morning, and I was on another interview, and the presenter said to me, Ace Magashule has issued a letter suspending President Ramaphosa, and I said, no, this is not right. But I think it's the way Ace sees himself as a bigger individual, that he is untouchable, although there are so many, weaknesses to his own personality profile and the way he's gone about things. Now, he's using the whole CR17 funding campaign and saying that there are alleged issues there. There are issues around allegations that the funds were basically came together in a very, in a non-transparent way, and we should look at party funding and where the money came from and what the money was used. But I think at the end of the day, what Ace missed here, he really dropped the ball, or he missed it, is that his letter to the president comes after the letter that was served to him. So at that point where he got his letter of suspension, he had no powers. He had absolutely no technical powers to have any kind of, way.
It's just as powerful as you or me writing a letter suspending the president.
Yeah. So it's like when we go out and we see the protests and they say, we call for your resignation, or we call for you to take on this, or we do that. But he kind of, if he really understood it. So I think in all of his anger in terms of saying, how could you do this to me? He decided, I'm going to use this as a way to go forward. But what's interesting is that it was unprocedural in the way that it was done. So at that point, if the other five of the top six were supporting the president and saying to the president and supporting the statement and the recommendations from the NWC, then Ace Magashule had no traction in as the Secretary General of the office to say that I now issue this letter and call you to book, and you have to go because the resolution is so broad that you are also under a cloud of controversy and allegations, and therefore you need to resign. But the problem, he also be suspended, whatever the issue is. But the problem is also that the CR17 thing, the president had spoken about it as well at length at the Zondo Commission. Now, that could not have been coincidental in terms of the fact that if you think of the Zondo Commission last week, you think of what the president was
talking
about.
Interesting.
There were several coincidences taking place there.
And what was so interesting is I was discussing that with listeners, and I said it almost felt to me a little bit orchestrated. It felt as though the president, it was choreographed. There was something about it which we couldn't put our finger on. And what you're saying now makes so much sense, because it was almost a precursor to this.
Yeah. And for me, what I found interesting, and I'm also writing a piece for an institution on this, but it is the timing of the president going to the Zondo Commission. The way in which the Zondo Commission then, his timing, he finishes his testimony of his first appearance at the commission just on the cusp of the 30-day period where people have to step aside in terms of the rule. That comes to an end. Then, of course, you've got this very, very, very apologetic president at times, very kind of, capping his hand, kind of apologizing, but also reminding the Zondo Commission that your terms of reference does not extend to within the party, but rather we apologize, we've dropped the ball, reassurances that we'll do something about it. You have this whole thing, and then boom, Monday we see this happen. So I think this, and of course the big scalp in all of this is Ace Magashule. So I think the timing for the ANC's playbook is really critical, but it's also important that in the week, last week, we also saw, for example, as one commentator had indicated, Thandi Modise's case. Being not struck off the roll, I think not having sufficient evidence to go forward. So just ruling, in her favor. She's a key person because she is the Speaker of the National Assembly. Imagine if this was hanging over her head when we went into the step aside rule on Monday.
It's absolutely, absolutely fascinating how this is playing out. The one thing that keeps niggling at me is, although I rolled my eyes and I laughed and I thought this was quite funny, the whole Ace story, and you made a comment that maybe that it came from a place of anger. Well, the one thing we know about Ace is that he is no fool. He's been around a long time. He's survived. He's attained a position of incredible power. My worry is this perhaps something more strategic than we're giving him credit for?
I get what you're saying, and I know that we've always said that he was quite a big figure at the grassroots, in particular in the Free State, and of course in provincial structures. I think when you look, when you read the NEC statement that talked about the step aside rule and the 30-day the step aside rule and the 30-day period, you get, and also in that statement, President Ramaphosa saying, remember that statement took a long while to be read to the media. I mean, it was going on to 10 o'clock in the evening and we had no decision. That statement also indicated that you will not have these branches, these structures, these constituencies mobilizing and they actually, in a way, the president and the NEC statement was about disarming the RET faction in terms of their activities and their mobilization. So I think what is important here is what Ace does now, because on the one hand, he's thrown the gauntlet out to say, where does the CR, so they're coming back to the CR17 issue continuously. Where does this fit in this whole context of the step aside rule? If I remember correctly, I'm not sure if this, the court proceedings are still ongoing for the CR17, because it's really about not the CR17 and whether there's allegations of corruption. It's about unsealing the bank accounts, the documents as well. And that's a public protector issue that's going forward. So I think there may have been a ruling, but I stand corrected on this. Or it could be on appeal. The other thing is, it doesn't directly link the president to a case of corruption, right? Because he keeps reminding us that he was not privy to the kind of funding that was taking place. Now, we can have our own interpretation of you, the president. I mean, you're not privy to what's going on in your own campaign funding. But nevertheless, that's another issue. So Ace could be using this as a kind of space to throw the gauntlet down, throw some fireballs into the ring, and say, you know what, my branch, there are people on the ground that support me. We saw the supporters come out yesterday for the former premier of the Northwest and also for Ace, and they're saying that the rule is not being read in a broader context of any allegation. And so they're questioning where the rule is being implemented and how it's being implemented, and it's being implemented as a political witch hunt against particular leaders in the party. The issue that has to be discussed here is what kind of groundswell support does Ace have?
Yeah, because, you know, when we looked at those, even those adverts, you know, there was money being spent. There is money being spent on the supporting Ace campaign. That also bothers me. Where's that coming from?
Where that money's coming from, what kind of support does he have at the provincial structures, but also bearing in mind, as, you know, we were discussing yesterday, there's this issue that if you take the six-month period in which the ANC will review the suspension, temporary suspension, remember, this is not a full suspension, this is a temporary suspension of individuals. They'll have to do a monthly report on their cases, and secondly, there'll be a 6-month review. I think in the case of those that are now being suspended Monday, Tuesday, it goes to just after the local government elections. So that means they have no way of mobilizing anything for local government elections, any kind of engagement, speaking on behalf of the party.
Interesting. So that was also very strategic.
Yeah, exactly. So there was the strategic issue is important. Does ACE have the groundswell support at the grassroots? Can he go now and mobilize? Because there's also the technical interpretation. If he goes and mobilizes on the ground, then he's in violation of his suspension terms of reference. The other thing is, will he then use it as a muted way to say, I've got the support? My sense is that his support within the provincial structures is not as we had anticipated previously. After Nasrec, I think there was a reconnaissance mission by ACE and the RET to build up that groundswell support, because after Nasrec, the Premier Leagues kind of fizzled out in different ways. But I think we have to look at that space, see what support he has in the NEC as well. But the other challenge for me here, and it's a very, very concerning one, is if there's a shift in the NEC, right now the NEC seems to be on one single page. They may not all be in agreement. They not all may like each other about it, but there seems to be a sense of consensus in the NEC in the top five. And of course now the top six. But the issue is, if this issue becomes so protracted that we continuously see this as a purge. Remember, the president spoke about a cathartic moment for the ANC at the Zondo Commission, a kind of moment of, you know, this is what's happening. We need a renewal. At this point in time, there may be those that will become frightened and think, okay, we can't allow this to happen. We'll pull back from this, because at the end of the day, I think what we have to understand is that the ANC has become more of a material interest, and the stakes are high because outside of the party, some of them can't survive.
So it really is about, it's really them fighting for their lives, which makes it very, very dangerous, potentially. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, just to give you a point, you know, where does ACE go? Does he leave the party and start another ANC?
Yeah, it's very, very, very interesting because it really does, we're getting an insight now, I think, into an ANC that for years we didn't have. You know, one of the things that I've noticed is almost this pathological need to close ranks and not talk outside of the party. Everything had to happen within, whether, as you said, whether you agreed, liked each other or not within the NEC or just as a party member, you could talk amongst yourselves, but you couldn't talk outside of it. And now we are, over the last year or so, we've really started to see those walls breaking down, and we're getting an insight into an ANC that at least makes them more real. We might not like what we see, but it is much more real.
Yeah. I mean, also, you know, ACE's play this, the last night with the suspension letter to the president. I mean, it's also one where, he's taken it to the real tipping point for him. So the question is, does he get expelled? Does he want to be expelled? Because if he wants to be expelled, it means that his offensive strategy is, I'll mobilize now. I don't have to be having this whole suspension letter and disciplinary hearing and all of that hanging over my head. But let's wait and see what the NEC meeting does over the weekend.
That is such a fascinating conversation. Thank you. Sanusha Naidoo, Senior Research Associate at the Institute for Global Dialogue.